Back to KODY phone lines now as we have Bill Taylor on behalf of the National Weather Service Office in North Platte joining us. Mr. Taylor, good to talk to you again. Appreciate the time, sir.
Well, good morning.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I'm really enjoying these cool weathers to start the week. Of course, beautiful temperatures yesterday, and then nice cool start to the workday today, it seems.
Yeah, there was a nice cold front that moved through. Unfortunately, we didn't get any rain, at least here in North Platte, but I guess that worked out for the concerts.
Yeah.
So, but we sure could have used some rain, and unfortunately, it kind of slid to our south. And they had some up in northern Nebraska, but wasn't quite as widespread as I thought it was going to be, unfortunately. But at least they picked up some rain down in Hayes and Frontier County. It always is pretty dry down there. Well, it's dry everywhere, but
yeah,
seems like
down
it's usually
there.
Pretty dry down there most of the time. So I'm glad they got some rain. But anyway, that cold front moved through, and we had a nice cool weekend. Highs were only in the 70s. Actually, we did touch 80 here at the airport yesterday, but no wind yesterday. It was a great day.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the Nebraska Land Days concert series. There's a little bit of controversy around the decision to kind of delay things Friday evening, Bill, but that radar was a little concerning. And this was a storm that had a lot of severe impact in its path, especially as close as even Ogallala.
It did. And you always have to, there was lightning within, the radius of, the concert venue there, and you just gotta be prepared. And fortunately, the storm kind of dissipated before it and kind of turned over to the southeast a ways from the venue, so it worked out. I mean, it could have been not pretty had we had a lot of wind and heavy rain, and but the lightning's always an issue, even if
sure.
It's not stormy right where you're at. Lightning can still be a hazard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a little bit of severe possibilities last week, as we are aware. What are we looking at for severe possibilities this week, Bill?
Well, I tell you, this first part of the week, since we had that cold front that moved through yesterday, or actually Saturday, I guess it moved through, that moved almost all the way down to the Texas Gulf, where it's kind of stalled today. That's pretty unusual for this time of the year. Normally, fronts don't go that far to the south, and unfortunately, what that does is it kind of cleans out the low-level moisture, too, that kind of streams up from the Gulf a lot of times this year. So it's going to take a few days for that to kind of gather again and move back north. But by the end of the week, it'll turn more humid again as we get that air mass back up from the south and the Gulf. And that's probably our next chance of showers and thunderstorms, maybe Thursday night and into the 4th of July weekend. So it's going to take a while to recover these first few days. It's going to be dry, not humid, as winds turn to the south today, and we reach probably into the mid-80s, and then it's going to warm up Tuesday and Wednesday. But again, as far as severe weather, kind of unknown at this point, but at least there will be a chance for some rain as we head towards next weekend.
Again, Bill joining us on behalf of the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Bill, one of the meteorologists here locally. And you mentioned that upcoming 4th of July weekend, Bill. Hard to believe it's almost here, kind of snuck up on us. You mentioned it's going to be humid. Can we expect anything else for the 4th of July upcoming holiday weekend?
Well, not overly hot. It looks like it's going to be probably near average, maybe slightly above for temperatures. It'll be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, when it gets more humid, the temperature doesn't maybe go quite as high, but it feels just as bad because
sure.
It's sticky.
Or worse.
Or worse sometimes, yeah. But we should see temperatures probably around 90. So, I mean, people that want to be outside and, maybe do some boating or whatever, fireworks, it should be nice. Not overly hot, 90 degrees with lows probably in the low to mid-60s. And I was looking at the outlook, too, as we get out towards the 4th of July and even beyond. And there is some good news. It's going to stay above normal as far as temperatures are concerned, but precip actually maybe kind of trends a little bit above normal in the 6 to 10 day and also the 8 to 14 day outlook. So that's some good news. At least we're not going to see below normal precip. Maybe we'll start getting a little bit of rainfall across the area. So something to look forward to there as we get out past the 4th of July.
Bill, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Nope, just kind of take it easy maybe midweek. We'll probably be up around 100 again. But then should cool back down, I guess, cool back down to around 90 by late in the week and into the 4th of July weekend. But it will turn a little more humid at that point as well. So all in all, a pretty warm week ahead of us. But we'll hold out some hope maybe for some rainfall as we get towards the latter part of the week and the 4th of July weekend.
And definitely encourage people, as we're talking about the 4th of July celebrations, to be extremely cautious with any fireworks this year, as it's been awfully dry, and we know the fire departments have already been awfully busy.
Yes, that is something I'm glad you pointed out. It's going to be, especially this week, too, as we this early part of the week, you know, we're not going to have much humidity. It's going to be very windy on Wednesday, too. I may add that, some strong south winds as those temperatures reach up to around 100. So, yeah, that's something to definitely take into consideration this week with the dry conditions, and just be maybe overly cautious this year and really watch what you're doing with those fireworks.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Bill, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate all the great work that you and your colleagues do with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte.
Well, thank you, Tristan.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you as always.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Again, Bill joining us on behalf of the National Weather Service Office in North Platte.